We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this radio show is being created and pay our respect to their elders past, present and emerging. Sovereignty was never ceded. This is Moju Radio and I am Rishabh bringing you the most important news of the week. Starting with politics, thousands of university staff across Australia went on strike on May 3rd demanding an end to wage theft by universities and offer more job security and better working conditions. There was a rally held in Melbourne CBD where the staff of five major Victorian universities gathered to echo their voice. The Australian government is introducing new regulations to tackle vape usage. These include banning the import of non-prescription vapes and introducing minimum quality standards such as pharmaceutical-like packaging and restriction on flavors, colors, and other ingredients. Heading to international news now, Russia claims the Ukrainian army has launched a failed drone attack in the Kremlin in an attempt to assassinate Vladimir Putin. The Russian government warns of taking retaliatory measures where and when it sees fit, while the Ukrainian President Zelensky denied allegations of attempting an attack on Putin. Coming to the art and culture news for this week, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced a joint funeral service by NSW Victoria and the Commonwealth of Australian iconic comedian Barry Humphries. Barry Humphries died last month at the age of 89 after complications from a hip surgery. Now coming to the health and social news. Aged care workers in Australia receive a 15% pay rise. The federal government announced on May 3rd that it will commit a record of $11.3 billion in next week's budget to fund a 15% pay rise for aged care workers, in line with the Fair Work Commission's order for staff in the sector. Now coming to the sports section, the FIDE World Chess Championship ended last week in Astana, Kazakhstan, with Deng Liren from China winning the title against Ian Nepomniachtchi from Russia. Nepomniachtchi was playing as an independent player due to sanctions on the Russian Federation by FIDE. The two players shared points at the end of 14 games of classical chess and the winner was decided after 4 games of rapid chess. Deng Liren is the first player from China to win the World Chess Championship in the men category. That is all we have for this week's episode. Thank you for listening to Moju Radio. For more updates and news, log on to our website mojonews.com.au.